Evening, everybody. Here this evening with head coach Jason Hewitt, goaltending coach Nathan Craze, and assistant coach Mike Forbes. And have a bit of chat this evening. Thanks a lot for joining us, boys.
Morning.
Cheers.
First things first, following last weekend, bit of a disappointing weekend. How's this week shaped up coaching wise?
Last weekend was disappointing. One game where we came out flying and things were looking good and like we'd kind of turn the corner a little bit again. And then the next two periods we just weren't there, the effort wasn't there. Working together wasn't there, and it just was real, real frustrating for all of us, I think. Well, and anyone who probably watched the game from our side would say the same thing. So that's frustrating, and then you've got to kind of wait. It's a long week waiting to put it right, but starting tonight, obviously, is what we'll try and do now.
Yeah, it's obviously what Jason said there, that I think we shot ourselves in the foot, that, you know, we weren't outplayed, but whatever kind of mistakes that we made, you know, Swindon just kind of capitalised on them. So we just need to make sure now that our mindset's there for 60 minutes now on both games. This weekend, if we only just show up for 40, then we got a uphill battle. So that's kind of where now it all starts from tonight, is getting the mindset ready for the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a weekend where 4 points are possible. Be really nice to secure all four, but even nicer, get 2 points at home against Steel Dogs in front of a home crowd. Do you think?
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. Both teams obviously hate each other, and that makes for entertaining hockey for me. From my standpoint, I'll definitely be looking at who's playing and who's kind of ready to play going into the playoffs, because we're at the point now where the guys who are going are the guys who you're going to see on the ice, and there's no excuses. Everything that guys are doing right now is what we're watching, and the guys who are ready, the guys are going to play, and if guys aren't, then I don't care what your name is, and you won't play.
Nathan, if I can come to you, this season we've kind of had the measure of Adfield at times. Last game that we played the Dogs at home, he stood on his head for him. We couldn't get anything past him. What do we have to do this weekend to get past him?
Well, like, first off, you know, James is an excellent goalie, one of the kind of top British goalies in this league, and he's been around a long time. So, you know, he can single-handedly put in performances like what obviously he's done against us this season. So for us is that we have to just kind of make life difficult for him, take away his eyes, get pucks to the net, and, you know, kind of give him a tough night. So I think if we make it easy and give him clear shots, he's that top goaltender that you can make those saves. So just like against any goalie, really, that we just need to make life as tough as possible, get to the greasy areas, and that's where you're going to get success.
Excellent. Mike, coming to you, I mean, it's been a bit of a steep learning curve for you this year. How's it been out there on the bench, and do you think you've learned and developed? I mean, we've seen it in the juniors, you've brought it back into the juniors, and you're really sort of pushing a system into place there with the under-15s.
It's been great experience, obviously working with two different coaches as well, seeing two different aspects of the game. One coach obviously has a completely different way to the other, which obviously I'm more of a physical sort of player, so to bring that into the coaching, and obviously one of the coaches is a lot more physical in the way he coaches, one of them's a little bit more technical on following sticks on pucks, things like that. But yeah, it's been a good learning curve, and something I'd like to continue with.
Excellent. Well, I think you're doing all right out there. It's a good team. You seem a good team. You seem like you all get on. You've got sort of that understanding between you. You sort of bounce off each other, and everybody's opinions matter when it comes down to it.